Welcome to Vegan Bites, where we crunch down complex vegan topics into bite-sized pieces. Today, we're exploring the fascinating world of wild animal welfare. Picture this. A wild animal, let's say a deer, is injured in a forest. It's suffering, alone, and in pain. As humans, we're quick to empathize with our fellow beings when they're in distress, but what about wild animals? Do we extend the same empathy to them? Recent research by Rethink Priorities suggests that we do. They developed a scale to measure people's attitudes towards wild animal welfare. The results? A whopping 90% of respondents agreed with the statement. I care about wild animals that are in pain, no matter whether their suffering is due to human or natural causes. But here's the twist. While most people care about wild animals, they're split on whether we should intervene in nature to help them. It's like being at a vegan potluck and not being able to decide between the lentil loaf or the chickpea curry. Tough choice, right? The study found that people's attitudes towards intervention were more varied. Some folks are all for stepping in to help wild animals, while others believe that nature should take its course. It's a complex issue, like trying to bake a vegan souffle without a recipe. So, what's the takeaway? Well, it seems that while we care deeply about wild animals, we're still figuring out the best ways to help them. And that's okay. After all, veganism is all about compassion and doing our best to reduce suffering. Remember, every small step counts. Whether it's choosing a plant-based meal or advocating for wild animal welfare, you're making a difference. And that's something to be proud of. That's all for today's episode of Vegan Bites. Stay tuned for more vegan-friendly insights. And remember, our vegan AI marketing tool, VEC3, is here to help you navigate your vegan journey. Until next time, keep it vegan, folks.